What is your favorite part of the holiday? Well, as we head into the holiday months, I can tell you that maintaining your weight can be extremely difficult. And a healthy weight is individual to each person. And over the holidays, most people are not concerned about managing their weight, but it's something that we need to be aware of because every year, Americans on average gain at least 5 pounds. And they don't lose that weight, unfortunately. They keep just the next year adding 5 more, and the next year adding 5 more. And it's really easy for our weight to kind of sneak onto us. And we've already been having a difficult time the past several months dealing with COVID, and many people might be stress eating. So it is something that we want to talk about. So we had our recent lunch and learn this past week about managing your weight. We provided information to the individuals who were able to attend to know how to be successful at that. Again, if you're trying to lose weight, a healthy weight loss is considered to be around 1 to 2 pounds per week. This is what is sustainable and achievable. You do this by just simply making small lifestyle changes. That ends up being more successful to you achieving your long-term weight loss goal. So, you didn't put this weight on overnight. You're not going to lose it overnight. We don't recommend you doing any crazy type of diets or starvation or any of that kind of stuff. There are 5 different groups in the food groups that you need. You need all 5 of them. So, you don't ever want to cut a group out, and you don't want to ever severely limit yourself to something that's important, such as carbs. Carbs are very important to our health. They give us the energy that we need. In fact, they're supposed to be about 50% of the calories we take in should be carbs. But instead of eating the donuts and the cookies and the cakes, we want you to eat the fruits and veggies. Those are the good and healthy carbs that are more likely to get you to that weight loss and your long-term weight loss goals. Some of the other things that we recommend if you're trying to manage your weight or even lose weight is having a positive attitude. Again, it didn't happen overnight. It's going to take small lifestyle changes along the way. We want you to set realistic goals. Focus on moderation and portion control. There's nothing that you can't have. Everything is good on your diet. It's just in certain amounts and certain sizes is what we want you to focus on. We want you to be able to enjoy your food, maybe just not enjoy so much of it or enjoy that type of food as often as you usually do. We want you to limit and reduce the amount of processed foods that you might be consuming, especially fast foods. One of the other things that we recommend is food tracking. Keeping track of what you're eating, whether it's just simply writing it down on a piece of paper, or if you want to use an app on your smartphone to help you track your food. We recommend MyFitnessPal or Lose It. Both of them are apps as well as websites if you don't have a smartphone but you have access to the internet. And no matter what type of food you're eating as well, we want you to increase your physical activity. This is important even if you don't need to lose weight. Physical activity is important to our health, to our heart, and to all of our vital organs. But the Extension Office wants to go further, and we want to help provide you with some easy tips to help you stay healthy and mindful as you celebrate the holiday season over the next few weeks. Again, first of all, enjoy in moderation. We recommend that you enjoy those holiday treats in smaller portions, making healthy substitutions where you can, and try planning ahead for healthy meals. Instead of just decorating your house for the holidays, be sure to decorate your plate with lots of colors as well. Fruits and vegetables will help brighten your plate, provide nutrients and fiber, and are lower in calories. When cooking or baking, can you make any reductions, substitutions, or eliminations with some of the ingredients? Maybe you don't need all of the extra toppings that you normally put on this thing. Maybe you can reduce the amount of sugar or use low-fat cheese or low-fat milk instead, especially if you're baking, it does not change the quality or the texture of the food. And don't forget to keep moving. Being active will always be an important part to stay healthy. We have a 6-week series, Med Instead of Meds. It's a virtual workshop series that's going to talk about living the med way and kind of following along with the Mediterranean diet. That's going to start next Monday, November 9th, and be every Monday for 6 weeks at lunchtime. It'll be a virtual Zoom. And our next Lunch and Learn workshop is specifically going to focus on how to have a healthy holidays. And we're going to share recipes and all kinds of tips to help you do that. That Lunch and Learn workshop will be Tuesday, November 17th at noon on Zoom as well. You can check us out on Facebook at Person Granville FCS to find the registration link or any information, recipes that you can use. This is Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.